Rediscover your passion and begin building a strong, vibrant, and happier life to get you from where you are to the life you were born to live. From Wall Street to Main Street, we bring it all right here inside of Energy Bar. Are miracles real? Do you know of anyone who has ever experienced a miracle? And we certainly would love to hear their stories. All over the world, people are reporting the supernatural. It has become a phenomenon, but not new. Because since the beginning of times, there has been supernatural manifesting in the earth. It may not be popular on our 6 o'clock news. It may not be popular on the front page and make the front page stories, but there are miracles happening. And my guest today is a phenomenal human being, in my opinion, and he won't tell you that he is, but he is a believer. He is a person who is ministering the word and operates in what is called the gift of healing. And not only does he operate as with the gift of healing, he also teaches others how to perform healings and to bring miracles. And his name is Don Ware. And I want you to give my guest, Don Ware, a great big energy to miracles welcome here today. Good day, Don.
Praise God. Well, thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I want you to just let it flow, because I know you have so many testimonies. But before we get to that, I want us to just take a look at how you got to this point where you are actually seeing a tremendous number of miracles on a regular basis. So what moved you? How did you get to where you are, Don?
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to church for a long time, and I was just like everybody else, searching for more. And I went down to Florida, and I went to that meeting down there in Brownsville. And I'm telling you, what I saw down there, what I experienced down there, blew me away. I'd never seen anything like it. And people were being healed on the outside. Huh?
What was that?
Well, there was an outpouring down there. And it was so great that there was 5 and 6 people abreast, and you couldn't see the end of the line. And man, you could feel something going on there before you ever got into the church. And we were seeing people healed before they ever got into the church, standing in line. So and people being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
you mentioned that there was an outpouring. What exactly is an outpouring?
Well, that's where the Spirit of God is dwelling in manifestation with his gifts. And, we've talked about that many times. We've prayed about it, and you really don't see much. But, man, I'm telling you, that changed my life. Mm. I went there, when I went down there, and I'm standing out there in the hot sun, and I'm seeing these things go. I'm just wow. Matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit shaken.
Why?
Because I haven't seen. Well, I just we pray for them, and we pray for others, and we see nothing happening, and just the same mumbo jumbo, but down there we're seeing the absolute things happening. We're seeing the Bible opened up, and what is the Bible says is doing right there. And, we got into the program, and I'm telling you, there was probably 4,500 people there at that particular time, the first time. And what I saw there, I'm telling you, it blew me away. And you could feel and you could sense something's different here. Something's totally different. And you made your whole body vibrate, if you understand what I'm saying. And I'm telling you what, I'm trying to figure this thing out, because, I've been going to church a long time, and I'm not seeing nothing, but I'm praying for people to be healed, and I'm not seeing nothing. And I'm seeing people healed by the dozens there. I mean, no,
what,
by the
hundreds. What kind of healings? What kind of healings were happening, and how were these people being healed? So you go to a meeting in Florida, and how long ago was that? How many years ago?
About 14 years ago.
About 14 years ago, you go to a meeting in Florida, and you said at Brownsville, so that was a church or a town?
A big church. It was an Assembly of God church down there.
An Assembly of God's church down in Brownsville, Florida. And
yes.
So you go to this meeting because nothing is happening where you are. Church,
no.
Church is pretty much routine.
Yeah, absolutely. You pray and pray and pray and nothing happening. And in any of the gifts, you know, we spoke in tongues and so forth and prayed for one another. But, you know, just nothing really going on. But down there, I mean, things are really going on. And I'm trying to figure this thing out. And you know, I finally realized after I left there, I'm thinking about all this stuff. I said, you know, I don't know what I got to do, Lord, but I'm going to be part of this. You know, I'm tired of being just, you know, just talking about these things. I want to see, you know, your power move through your people. And I went back 5 more times, Dr. Faye, trying to, you know, how can I get involved in this? I mean, you know, I'm 1,300 miles away from there, my church. And anyway, finally I realized, you know what? I've just got to surrender and not try to figure this thing out because, you know, if I could figure it out, I'd be God.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had to do was succumb to him and just, wow, Lord. And when he did, I didn't even realize he did. The last time down there, I come back. And I come back to my church on fire, you know, and I would, the last time, as the other times in my Assembly of God church, they almost put me to sleep, if you understand what I'm saying.
I know exactly
and,
what you're saying, because
it really hurt me because they didn't want what.
Yeah, that's typically what happens in church, Don, is that people go and they go to sleep, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're happy where they're at. And mm-hmm. as long as they're happy where they're at and they're comfortable, that's all they're ever going to get.
Right.
And that don't mean they're going to hell. What it means is they're missing out on a lot of benefits, and they're missing out on the power of testimony and the power of the saving knowledge of the Lord for people seeing the power of God in you and around you and about you.
So that's what you're out there doing, is to educate and to teach people that the God of the Bible is still the God of today. That is not, it hasn't passed away, that miracles are still happening today. So to our audience, those of you who are here and listening, energy to miracles is introducing miracles globally to those of you who maybe have lost hope, you've lost faith, you don't think God cares about you. You may be listening today and you have cancer, you have AIDS, you have heart conditions, diabetes, some type of disease. And what Don is saying, that the God who did miracles in the Bible, he went to Florida 14 years ago, and he began to see something that he had not seen before, experienced something that he had not experienced before in the local church. Now, it doesn't matter about the denomination. What matters is that if you're sitting on a pew and you're reading that Jesus did miracles, but you're not seeing Jesus do miracles, that something is wrong with that picture. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what I hear Don say to us today. So you're down there in Florida. You're seeing these people, and they're three deep. You're seeing healings take place right outside outside of the church before people can even get into the building. So this is really phenomenal. So you're seeing the supernatural take place. And I always say the supernatural is putting the super on your natural and changing the dynamics and the outcomes of a situation. So what type of miracles were you seeing? We're just going up back 14 years ago. We're not going all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going back to 14 years ago, and then we're going to walk forward with Don today into what's happening as he prays for people today. So if you have sickness in your body or you know someone who is, share this link with them right now and get them on this broadcast, Energy to Miracles, right now, so that they can experience the presence and the power of the healing power that is still prevalent, still present in the earth today. So Don, you're seeing these miracles. What kind of miracles were you seeing there in Florida?
Well, let me say this. I'd never seen any miracles in any church I'd ever been in.
Okay.
And certainly not our home church.
Okay.
But when I saw people standing out there in the hot sun sweating, they were receiving baptism of the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden a person would scream, said, "I'm healed, I'm healed." Mm. You know, and nobody was touching this person. And I mean, it was all up and down the line. I mean, wow. I mean, it takes you back. You say, wow, what's going on here, you know?
And were these people real? I mean, could you tell?
Oh, because
most skeptics would tell you, oh, those people were faking it. They weren't really being healed. So maybe somebody paid them to do that.
There was too many of them. Just stand up and fall out, man, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, just, and then one would be laughing and another would be crying. And I mean, you know, I mean, just, you know, it just, the Holy Spirit was just absolutely taken over. And you could not see the end of the line. There was, like I say, 4, 5, 6 deep. And when we're right around the corner, I mean, there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm telling you, I just, it blew me away. I mean, wow.
Did you see people get out of wheelchairs? Did you see people?
Yes, I did.
What other physical signs did you see personally? Did you eyewitness? What other physical signs did you eyewitness that these people were actually being healed?
Well, a lot of people with no pain. My hip, you know, my back, you know, my neck, it don't hurt no more. I can move my arms. I can move my leg. I mean, you know what I mean? It was going up and down the line.
So and, what was
the healing
happening?
Was.
Let me ask you this question, Don, because I have so many questions to ask you, and I know that our listeners, our audience are, you know, sitting on the edge of their seat and wanting to know, okay, is this man real? Is he speaking truth? How can we tell? And because toward the end of the show today, of course, we're going to let you pray for people, give you an opportunity to do that in a few minutes into the show. But I want you to, what was going on in Brownsville? Because you're at church and you went all the way to Florida, over 1,000 miles, right? You said, to go to Florida to experience something, and you had heard about something there?
Yes, I did hear about it.
Yeah, you had heard
and
about
it. And I wanted to see for myself.
Okay. I'm going to see for myself. That's not a bad thing. Go to witness, go to have your own story. So you went to Brownsville, you get there and all these people are there. You're hearing people yell out, "I'm healed, my back is healed." All of these things that are going on, my head doesn't hurt anymore. I'm healed. You saw people, you said to get out of wheelchairs. What was going on at that church that wasn't going on at, I know the manifestations of healing, but what do you think that church was doing differently than your church? Your church was a church. So what was going on differently with the church in Brownsville?
Well, I believe that the Lord can do whatever he wants when he wants to do it. And he picked that area down there, that particular church. And I mean, I want to share this. I was so excited about this. There was a couple ladies that was involved in this when it was due. I mean, when it came about. Mm-hmm. And I want to know everything. Tell me about it. And they were there when the Holy Spirit fell. And I said, please tell me what happened. And these ladies are in their 70s or maybe even 80s. And they said, well, you know, the preacher was preaching, the evangelist was turned over. He was starting to preach, and he started praying for people, and all of a sudden a cloud came over the top, about 3 feet above, three feet above the pews. And you'd stick your hand up in it, and it'd just be vibration all about you. So these women and a lot of other ones, these are older sets, would stand up in the pews and put their head in that.
So they
and
saw
they
this.
They said they
saw were this
there cloud. All night. They didn't leave.
They
nobody
didn't leave.
Left.
Okay, so they saw
no,
this cloud.
They were there all night.
Yeah, did they describe the cloud to you? Was it a mist? Was it a fog? What kind of cloud
it was, kind
was
of like
it? Dark
a, like,
cloud?
A, like a fog, about 3 feet above.
Mm.
Because they would stand up in a pew and just utopia, you know what I mean?
Yes, they had
and,
to experience. They
and
had
there
to experience.
Was people outside the church laying
right.
and crying, and mm-hmm. and there was people on the inside. There was no place, really, like they said, you know, you couldn't find a bare spot in the church where there wasn't somebody down, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And they were several days there that nobody left.
Interesting.
I mean, they just stayed right there.
Interesting. So we know you've had experiences. You've actually, from 14 years ago, your intro to miracles actually being today, from the
yep.
Bible, from on the pages in the Bible to it being, is standing right there in front of you now. And
yep.
So you began to have an actual experience. And we want to continue. Are miracles real? Is God still doing miracles today?
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com. where the conversation never ends, with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
And we're back with Don Ware. Some people may call him a miracle worker, a divine healer. Don is an ordinary man that chose to say yes to a calling on his life. You know, we talk about callings all of the time, Don. We talk about ministry. We talk about destiny and purpose and being inspired to change and being agents of change. And there are some agents of change that are happening in our own zip code, down the street, around the corner, people who are making a difference in the lives of other people. And in our first segment, you talked about being in Florida and going to Brownsville, Florida, and experiencing the presence and power of God and people lined up all around the corner. And they were being healed before they got into the building. And so you've been to Florida, you're ready to come back to your home church. What was that like, leaving all of that experience and all of that power? For obvious reasons, you went from where you were to a place where you had heard that there was a presence and power of God being manifested, and you were hungry. Number one, you were hungry. And I hear Les Brown always say, you've got to be hungry. And you were hungry for more. You were hungry for the God of the Bible to be manifested in your everyday life. So what happens when you get back to Missouri?
Well, when I got back to Missouri, to my church, I was just absolutely astounded. They just seemed lackadaisy. I mean, you know, yeah, that's fine, Don. That's all right. Yeah, I'll give up testimony and what I see and what I saw down there. And they just, you know, hey, oh, well, you know, God's here just like he is down there. And, you know, you don't need to be going down there, Don. You know, God is here. And I said, well, yeah, he's everywhere. But he's doing something down there, and he's not doing that much here. And, you know, I need more of the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm sure they don't do it on purpose, but they try to lull me to sleep. And I refuse to go to sleep. I'm not satisfied. I want more of the Lord, and I'm going to do whatever's necessary to do it. And I did that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't do what man said. I did what the Lord said. And believe me, yeah, I've been rewarded so many times over.
So you're back in Missouri, and of course people are trying to minimize what you have experienced there in Florida, the presence and power of God and the miraculous, and telling you God is everywhere. And we know that. We know that to be true. That's not a revelation. That is an observation. God is everywhere. But the expression of God, the manifestation of God, you were not seeing in Missouri at that time.
Well, that's right. You know, we did everything like a lot of churches that we prayed. We prayed for people to be healed and mm-hmm. prayed for all of the gifts. And man, I just, you know, for 12 years there, I didn't see nothing. You know, it was just all verbiage. Mm-hmm. And I got to admit, I got a little bit weak before I went down there because, you know, nothing's happening. But in the Bible, the word is an action. And I'm seeing no action at all, and I'm wanting more. And I'm going to do whatever's necessary to follow the Lord and receive more of him and be more like him. And I realize that I can't follow man. I got to follow the Lord. And that's what I did. And man, I'm telling you, what a great life he's given me.
So did you begin to see miracles in Missouri? What happens to the work that you felt called to do when you returned to Missouri, in spite of the naysayers, in spite of your critics? What did
believe it or not, in even in that church we run about 350, there was healings going on. In other words, well, I'd pray for somebody and they'd be healed, but they just put their heels in. But, you know, I had to go outside the church. Mm. And I'm seeing people healed at the gas station. Okay. I'm seeing people saved at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. I'm everywhere I go, the Lord draws people. And, you know, as I said before, I believe, you know, the place of business I had, we saw over 3,000 people healed there. Mm-hmm. And all we are, I was a mechanic. Really, I quit mechanicking years ago, but I had other mechanics working for me, car care. And man, I'm going to tell you what, I'd take them into my little office and pray for them, and the Lord would heal them. And, you know, all over Belton and the area there, I mean, there's lots of business that I walk into and people recognize me. And man, I don't remember them at all.
So you had a different kind of car care shop, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
You get your car healed and your body healed all.
Absolutely.
all for the same price.
Yes. Well, you know, the healing is free. Mm-hmm. You know, it's free. But work on your car, and sometimes that was free. You know, they didn't. You know. but the Lord blessed me, and, you know, I'm supposed to bless others.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we don't see a lot of that, Don, and honestly, we don't, not even among Christians, sadly. We don't see a lot of that giving and loving and caring enough for people, because I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your voice. Yes. You genuinely care about people, and you want to see people healed and blessed and be free and delivered. And the only way to do that is to allow the love of God to flow. And it sounds like you were doing that when you returned to Missouri in spite of the opposition, and you had to go outside of the traditional religious structure, i.e. the church building, and to begin to live fully what you felt God wanted to happen in the lives of people. Now, during this time, and you said you were keeping records of people, is that you were keeping records of the healings and the deliverance, and there were a number of people that you encountered along the way who were receiving healing. What is, in your mind, what is the most profound miracle that you have ever experienced?
Well, early in the ministry, there was an 84-year-old woman that fell over dead in the church. And I saw the Lord raise her up.
How did you guys know she was dead?
It's pretty easy. I was up there preaching, and this woman fell over, and I thought she fell in the spirit or whatever. And a bunch of women got around her and was praying and all that. It was 8 or 10 minutes anyway. And I'm up there going ahead, and I'm preaching.
You're still preaching.
I'm sharing the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. And I glanced down there, and this she was a white lady, and she was blue. I mean, pasty looking. And I realized, my God, this woman's dead. She fell in the spirit or fainted. So I closed the Bible, and I ran down there and grabbed a hold of her arm. She was laying on the side, on her side on the pew. And I grabbed a hold of her arm and shook it and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak the life back into her. Mm. And she raised up and looked around like she was totally lost. And I'm telling you, it was awesome. I mean, there was probably 45 or 50 people that saw this experience.
So there were a number of people who actually witnessed this
woman absolutely.
In the state of death being raised back from the dead in right here in this era of time, this space. And for many people to hear that, they think, oh, wow, well, that was just one incident, or that just doesn't happen every day. But the truth is that it could happen. And we have many stories for not only Christians, but non-Christians alike. And you'll hear them right here on Energy to Miracles. You will begin to hear these stories to build your faith. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with a passion. We are here with a mission to ignite your faith. We want to build you up in a way to give you so much hope. And the America Out Loud platform is about giving you hope, encouragement, motivation, everything that will inspire you to live a whole life. Nothing missing and nothing broken, both spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. We've got people on the platform who are teaching all of these things. And you will find us here every weekday on Energy, on the Energy Bar. But Don is here with us on Energy to Miracles, bringing us into an awareness of this presence and power of God that's available to each and every person. Now, Don, I want you to share with people this point. You said that when you spoke to this woman, you said, in the name of Jesus. Why did you say, in the name of Jesus?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because of what the Bible said do. And the church that I went to and other churches I went to, you know, they would pray for people and nothing happened. Well, you know what? You got to be bold. And he gave us the authorized authority to use his name. Mm-hmm. And when you do that and you command the disease or you command whatever in his name, it's going to be done. So, you know, you can't get down and cry and moan and groan and Oh, please, Lord, please. Lord. Well, wait a minute. He's already paid for it. Yeah. It was paid for 2,000 years ago. What are we doing? You know, we gotta carry on to what he said do. And that's what I've learned how to do. And I've been approached by other preachers and say, who are you to rebuke this? And I remind them, I say, you know, read the New Testament, read this, read that. And I find nowhere in there, you know, where just, hey, nonchalantly, you got to get down and beg. You don't have to beg. You just got to use his name.
Yeah, it's already ours. It's already
ours.
Everything already belongs to us. And Don, I tell people that when you, and as a born-again believer myself, and I tell people, when you use the name of Jesus, all of heaven sees Jesus and all of hell sees Jesus. It's not
That's
about
right.
you. It's not even, you're not even part of the equation anymore. It's the manifestation that you're after. We're always after the manifestation. And ladies and gentlemen, even if you don't believe what Don is sharing today and what we're doing here on Energy to Miracles, if you'll begin to open up, if your world needs to be changed and you're not happy with where you are, if you begin to open up that there is a presence of God that's available to everyone, and regardless of who you are and you receive miracles, the source of all miracles, the source of all healings, the source of all things come from God, and we will not deny that. So this woman is raised from the dead, and here she is coming back. And you see on her face that there's been some type of change. What did she say? What did she have? What was her comment?
Well, she was totally amazed, and she said little. But the next service we had, we're all standing around before the service and sharing. You know, wow. You know, look what the Lord did. And she walked up to me and says, Pastor Don, do me a favor. And I said, what's that? She says, don't ever call me back again. And I thought, wow. I said, well, you know what? This is for everybody here, including me, to experience and see the power of God and for you to be a part of it. And we won't call you back again. But you know what? The power of God did all of this. And she just shared just a little bit of where she was, just a little bit. And it took several months later until I was eating in a restaurant, and I was telling one of my people, I said, there's the lady right there that died in the pew. Well, he jumped up and ran over there, and I was so embarrassed, man. I wanted to go hide my face in the corner. And anyway, he was over there probably 8 or 10 minutes, and he came back smiling, and then he gave me the lowdown of what she experienced while she was in heaven.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Don, there is just so much to this story.
Oh, there is, yes.
There's just so much to tell. So continue your thought, please.
Well, you know, I realize and understand from going back and forth to Florida. You know, the Bible says, lift them up. Well, when you lift people up, you know, you're also blessed. But to me, it's not about me no more.
Mm-hmm.
I live my life for others.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pronounced above me, if you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm continually lifting people up above where I am.
What do you really mean by that, lifting them up?
Well, I've got a team with me, and I teach them to do the same thing. In other words, you know, like the radio program that we do here in Kansas City, I do the intro on it, and I come in a little bit here, a little bit there, but I'm pushing my people to, you know, you get out here and you talk, you know, you pray and watch things happen. And they do, and people are healed. And I teach them to do the same thing.
You're not trying to be a one-man show.
No, I'm absolutely no show at all.
Okay.
No show at all. And I teach them, you know, hey, be humble. You know, be humble, but be bold.
Yes.
And, you know, lift people up. In other words, you're the second seat and they're the first seat.
Sure.
And, I'm telling you, it functions. And, of course, that's what the Bible is talking about, you know.
Right.
To lift
right.
your people up. And if you lift people up, you're also going to be lifted.
Well, you know, prefer one another. prefer one another is what the scripture teaches us, to prefer one another. Give the man the seat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give the man the seat, give the woman the seat, you know, let others be first. You don't have to always be first. And having that heart of God to always put people, you know, first and foremost, not money, not greed, not.
That's right.
But to hold that same mind that Jesus had. And so we are so grateful for you, Don, out there doing the work and then multiplying yourself, you know, teaching others how to do it. This is such a great opportunity to share miracles in this season. And so many of you who are listening right now, you need a miracle. And I want you to stay tuned, because we're going to be praying for you to receive just that, whether it's physically, emotionally, financially, right here on Energy Bar. This is the place and the station to be on America Out Loud, the premier network, reaching the world with hope and love and inspiration, motivation, encouragement, because we choose to be vessels to transform and change lives, as Don has been talking to us about today.
I would like you to meet Dr. Ron Martinelli, forensic criminologist, police expert, and weekly columnist on America Out Loud. Dr. Martinelli, from a law enforcement perspective, what's the biggest change we've seen in policing today?
More connection with the community. There are good changes and not so good changes. You know, our crime rate in the United States has gone up, and the motivation of officers, because of what we refer to as the Ferguson effect, have caused officers not to be as proactive in looking for danger signs of criminal activity as before. A lot of that has become political. And so it's sort of a symbiotic relationship. When you disincentive officers, they're not out there proactively looking for the criminals like they were before, because they're afraid of getting into trouble.
As a prolific author and regular contributor on America Out Loud, how can you use your voice to change the narrative in the public sphere?
Well, you know, I always say that the truth will set you free, and without truth, there is no justice. And we need to have a unified response. That's the only way that we're going to keep all of us safe out there.
Well, we're excited you're here, and we hope you'll share with your friends, family, and associates. You can get our apps on Android or Apple. We stream 24/7. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
We're here with Don Ware with this conversation about miracles. Wow. Don has experienced miracles. He has seen other people have miracles. He had a workplace where he said over 3,000 people over a 20-year period have been healed. He has a notebook full of written testimonies of people who have been healed because he prayed for them. And so, Don, you're here this, and you tell us about this lady who's turned blue. Her lips are blue. So she's dead. You pray for her. Yeah. She comes back. And then months later, she's telling a friend of yours why she didn't want you to bring her back. Continue.
That's right. Well, she just never experienced her life like this. In other words, the colors were brilliant. The smells were just out of this world. The peace that was in her soul. And she did not want to come back. I mean, it was like being in a big, great, big garden with flowers all around. And the peace that she had was just, you can't imagine it. And I just, you know, it took several months for me to get that all that information. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I can understand why she did not want to come back. When she chewed me out for, you know, praying for her, I told her, I said, well, sis, I'll tell you what, we won't never call you back again. But, you know, this is for you to experience it, for these people around here to see what the Lord has done, and for me to see it also, the power of God. And anyway, it was awesome.
Well, Don, how important it is to for people to recognize that miracles are for today? How important is that?
Well, it's really important. You talk about a witness, just like, you know, I say the lepers, you know, the ones that didn't even come back to thank the Lord because their family saw them being healed. They knew, and there's people there that give their heart to the Lord because the witness of what they saw, not what they heard, but what they saw. And, you know, that's how important it is. And I'm telling you, yeah. It's so exciting and it's so simple.
Yeah.
So simple. It really is. And we try to figure this thing out, manipulate it. You ain't going to do that. You're not the Holy Spirit. And one thing I have found through these years, and it's so true, mm-hmm. that, you know what? The Lord has got his eyes looking to and fro, trying to find somebody that's going to step out in faith. Now, the Lord is everywhere at once, so he can do anything, anytime, anywhere. And what he is locked down when our faith, we don't have the faith, the real faith that he can do something, he ain't going to do it.
You just spoke the key word there. You said faith.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly faith. Right. And even the Bible talks about you don't look back, you look forward. Mm-hmm. And you keep walking. And he says, you know, I will guide your footsteps. Well, he ain't going to guide your footsteps if you're sitting in a chair talking about it. You got to get up and start moving. And his eyes looking to and fro, trying to find somebody that will act upon his word. Well, and that's the one he's looking for.
There are so many people, Don, who've been diagnosed with serious illnesses, serious diseases, terminal diseases.
Yes.
I know of people personally who have diagnoses and the doctors have given them 6 months or a year or whatever, and they are struggling to breathe. They are struggling to live. There are people who are on dialysis, and I say this, all machines are life support. Anytime you can't live without one, that's a life support system.
That's right.
And that there is a way. And I know that there are a lot of people who are non-believers, even in the church, even in Christendom, there are non-believers. And I say that because there are non-believers in the power and the presence of God to heal. But we know what Scripture teaches us about he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And that word is true. And for whosoever will, let them be healed. Now, here's an interesting thing, because we have to bring all pieces into the room. And that is, that woman who died did not have the will to come back, but yet she was brought back because of prayer. And she's given instructions, don't bring me back again. And so because she enjoyed the trip, she knew where she was going. And some people will say, well, I don't believe in an afterlife. Well, die and you'll see. But that's not the way to find out. The way to find out is to begin to experience this abundant life that we all have access to right now. Here on Energy to Miracles, we want people to understand that energy is spirit. And it's the presence, it's the power of life, life that it is, and all of life that there is comes from God. So, Don, I want you to, I know that you're actively involved every day of your life in praying for people and trusting God to manifest miracles. And I know 100% of people do not be healed. They don't get healed. It doesn't matter who prays for them. Not everybody receives. That's a given. But the fact is that there are more that do than not. So tell us about the miracles that you're experiencing right now, today, in this present moment.
I would say we're looking in between 80 and 85% are healed. Bam. Just like
that. What types of healings?
I mean, you name it. Like the football player, the Chiefs. He was the Chiefs for 2 years and 7 years with the Packers. And he had fourth stage throat cancer. And he had a blister on his neck and it was hanging out and it was leaking. and he was eating his tongue. He couldn't hardly swallow. And he stood before me, stood before the Lord, and prayed for him, and bam. Before that meeting was over, that thing was going down, and 3 days later, the nurse called me and says, "Don, you're not going to believe this, but he don't even have a scar." You know?
Beautiful.
And he comes with me every time I call. And he's, we do a lot of services outside of town and in town and so forth, and I'll use him 4 or 5 times a year, if you know what I mean.
Sure. But, sure.
He gives a beautiful testimony. You know,
yeah, and we look forward to hearing that too. What what other types of miracles do you?
Well, can I share this real quick for you?
Oh, sure, you can. Go ahead.
The nurse set me up. She said, "Will you go out to Mission Hills out here and pray for these people?" Now, this nurse had brought 5 different people into my office, and the Lord healed all 5 of them. And she says, "I want you to come out here to this house and pray for people." So I did, and I took 2 people with me. And I'm telling you, she got up and explained what was going on, and she says, "You know, even people are being healed on the telephone." Well, this football player stood before me, and I prayed for him, and bam, he hit the floor, and then he got up, and this man come running to me with a phone. He mm-hmm. says, "My niece is dying right now. She's got lupus. The lupus has shut her down. She's checking out right now. She's, I think, 11 years old. And would you pray for her on the phone?" I said, "Well, sure. Get her on the phone. Get somebody on the phone." Well, he said, "The family's there." I said, "Well, get her." So I'm praying for others here. And I'm looking out at these 37 people in this big, big, big house. And I can see some naysayers. And I can see, you know what I mean? But I went ahead, and I prayed. Finally, he got a hold of the father of this little gal, and she had hoses stuck in her and upper and everything else, and
sure.
and she was dying. I mean, mm-hmm. her body was dying, and so I had her father lay hands on her, and I prayed no more than 3 minutes, and rebuked that in the name of Jesus Christ, that lupus, and. I mean, then I got off, and then I went back to praying for others there. And the nurse called me and says, "You know that little girl that was dying?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I remember praying for her." She left the hospital the next day on 1 medication. And, I mean, you know.
That is a miracle.
That is a miracle.
Don, with so many miracles, and I know we could go on and on and on, but we can't. I want you to take this opportunity and begin to think about our audience, those people mm-hmm. listening, and pray for miracles for everyone.
Okay.
For the next couple of minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Praise God. Well, let me say this. If you really want a healing, raise your hand up right now. Right now, just raise it up and receive this, because now we do a radio program and we're seeing people healed driving their cars down the road and pull over. So why not you? Why not now? So let us pray right now. And I don't care what's wrong with you. I don't need to know. All I need to know is him, the one that's already paid the price. So we're going to lift you up right now, all of you, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we rebuke whatever's wrong with them. For Lord, you paid the price. We believe it. We stand on it. And we know, Father, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that, Lord, you are the healer and that your will is to heal them. So, Father, right now, in your name, we rebuke all of these diseases, all these pains in the body, and anything that's not of you, Father, right now. And we give you thanks. That's how much faith we got, Lord. We give you thanks, Father, for being there right now and taking care of business. Because, Lord God, you love your people, you want them healed, and you want the testimony, Father, to be out there to bring your children home. So, Father, we thank you right now for all that you're doing. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, that you hit their hunger button, Lord. As Matthew 5:6 said, "Blessed be the man that thirsts and hunger for righteousness, for he shall be filled." And that's being filled with you, Father. So right now, thank you, Lord, once again, for that healing virtue that's flowing to all these people as they have their hands up right now. And it don't matter whether it's five of you or 5,000, he's able to handle all of you. In Jesus' name, we declare it done. Amen.
And amen. Praise you know, God. Don, this has been so sweet, such a great time to remind people of the healing power of God that's present in the earth. And he is no respecter of persons. Regardless of who you are and where you come from, that prayer was for you.
Yes.
And you can receive it now. And maybe you've been struggling in your body. You've been struggling not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, financially. He wants to heal every part of you and show you that he loves you and cares about where you what you're going through today. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for someone in your family or a close friend that when they hurt, you're going through with them. You're traveling that path. And he wants you to be healed. Don prays for people all of the time. That's his calling. We each have our calling. And his calling is to continue to pray and manifest the healing power of God in the lives of people. Don, if you would please, let people know how they can get in touch with you and to continue to build a relationship with God and to receive more of what you just talked about.
Well, number one, my phone number is 816-550-3596. And you can call me anytime, night or day. I pray for people at a gas pump or wherever I meet them. And, you know, we got to be bold. And bold is what it is. And I'm telling you that I have a group of guys that go with me and women, about 20 of them. And they carry this gift now. And it is transferable. So, you know, you don't have to be satisfied where you're at. In fact, if you're satisfied, you're not going nowhere. So, you know, these men and women go out and do the same thing I'm doing. Yeah. And that's what they did in the first century. That's mm-hmm. what we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Don, so much for being with me for Energy to Miracles. What a great story. Not just one, but many testimonies of miracles that Don has experienced in this century. Fast forwarding into the 21st century, that the very presence of God, whether you called him God or whether you called him by another name, he's not particular. What he is particular about is that you be healed and trust him and know that he loves you and cares about you and want to manifest a healing and a miracle in your life. Wherever you need him the most, he wants to show up in that area. For some people, the miracle will be for your son to get off of drugs. The miracle will be for your daughter to start speaking to you again. The miracle would be for your broken heart to be healed. It doesn't have to be someone raised from the dead or blind eyes open or deaf ears unstopped. That's great. We thank God for those. But what about that broken heart that needs to be healed? What about that depressive spirit that needs to be lifted up off of you where antidepressants are no longer helping you? You meditated, you read the Bible, you've read inspirational materials, and yet you still feel empty and void. The news is riddled with sad stories of people who gave up, who quit on life, who thought that it wasn't worth living. We want you to be healed of any mental disorders, anything that is oppressing you, binding you, telling you that you're not worth investing in. Yes, you are. We here at America Out Loud are investing in you. Malcolm, the team, the producers are all investing in you, investing time and energy and passion through our calling to bring you a hope and a future right here on America Out Loud. Join me Sundays at 11 a.m. for Intentional, our faith-based Out Loud program. And then Monday through Friday, I am back with the Energy Bar. That's 7 days a week, 11. I am Miss 7-Eleven. right here on America Out Loud. 7 days a week at 11, you can join me. Download the app, save us in your browser, download the app, and make us a part of your family, because we are here to serve you, to inspire you, to motivate, encourage you, and we love you so much. Kisses and hugs. Have a blessed one. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Thank you for joining me.